Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Data Story by Nancy Duarte explores how to turn analysis into narratives that people understand, remember, and act on. Known for shaping influential business presentations, Duarte applies the same communication discipline to data, arguing that charts and dashboards are only the beginning. The real work is helping an audience move from what the numbers say to what the numbers mean and what should happen next. The book frames data communication as a human-centered craft. It requires empathy for stakeholder concerns, clarity about the decision at hand, and a deliberate story structure that guides attention without distorting truth. Rather than treating storytelling as decoration, Duarte positions it as a rigorous method for making insights usable across teams, from executives to frontline operators. Readers can expect practical guidance on choosing the right narrative arc, selecting and sequencing evidence, designing visuals that highlight relationships, and delivering findings with credibility. The focus remains on inspiring action while honoring accuracy and ethical responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from data to meaning to action. A central idea in Data Story is that analysis is not finished when you have an insight. It is finished when someone uses that insight to make a decision or change behavior. Duarte emphasizes the distinction between data, which is raw or summarized evidence, and meaning, which is the interpretation an audience can grasp in their context. The final step is action, the specific choice, priority, or next move that the communicator wants to enable. This topic covers how to define the purpose of a data story by identifying the decision it supports, the obstacles that prevent action, and the stakes of inaction. It also involves translating technical results into a crisp takeaway that remains accurate without overwhelming detail. The communicator's job is to narrow the field of possible interpretations and show why the recommended path is reasonable. This includes anticipating questions about reliability, scope, and assumptions, then addressing them with the right level of evidence. The result is a story that connects numbers to consequences, aligning the audience around a clear problem, a credible insight, and a practical next step. Secondly, story structure that guides attention. Duarte treats storytelling as an architecture for thought, not a performance trick. Data Story highlights the value of a deliberate structure that moves the audience through a sequence, context, tension, discovery, and resolution. In data communication, tension is often the gap between what leaders believe and what the data reveals, or the trade-off between competing goals. A good structure helps an audience stay oriented. What question are we answering? Why does it matter now? And how do the pieces of evidence build toward a conclusion? This topic focuses on shaping an arc that makes analysis easier to follow, especially when findings are complex or counterintuitive. It also addresses pacing, including when to zoom out for the big picture and when to zoom in to prove a point. Duarte's approach encourages communicators to treat each chart or result as a plot point with a job to do rather than a slide to fill. When the narrative is coherent, audiences spend less energy decoding and more energy evaluating and acting. Thirdly, audience empathy and stakeholder alignment. Effective data stories start with empathy. Data Story underscores that different audiences bring different motivations, anxieties, and levels of analytical fluency. An executive may need a decision-ready summary and risk framing, while a technical team may need method details and edge cases. This topic centers on analyzing the audience before building the narrative, what they already believe, what they are accountable for, what they fear losing, and what would persuade them. Duarte also highlights the social side of data. Insights compete with intuition, politics, and incentives. A communicator can improve adoption by acknowledging constraints and showing how recommendations support the audience's goals. That might mean addressing cost, timing, operational capacity, or reputational risk alongside the numbers. The topic also covers how to anticipate objections and pre-wire agreement by involving stakeholders early, clarifying definitions, and validating assumptions. By designing the story around audience needs, the presenter builds trust and reduces resistance, making it more likely that the data will be used rather than debated indefinitely. Fourthly, visual evidence that clarifies, not decorates. Data Story argues that visuals are persuasive when they make relationships obvious. This topic focuses on selecting and designing charts to reveal patterns, comparisons, and change over time without misleading. Duarte emphasizes clarity choices, such as reducing clutter, using color intentionally to direct attention, and labeling in ways that remove guesswork. A strong data story also curates visual evidence, showing only what is needed to support the narrative claim at that moment. Rather than presenting every metric, the communicator chooses the few that validate the insight, then provides paths for deeper exploration when necessary. This topic also addresses how to align visuals with the story structure. A chart should answer a question the audience has right now, not a question the analyst happened to explore. Good visuals can also make uncertainty legible by expressing ranges, limitations, or confidence in a straightforward way. The aim is to help audiences see the point quickly and accurately, so discussion shifts from interpreting the chart to deciding what to do about what it shows. Lastly, credibility, ethics, and responsible persuasion. Because data stories influence decisions, data story emphasizes responsibility. This topic covers building credibility through transparent logic, appropriate evidence, and honest handling of uncertainty. Duarte's perspective is that persuasion should be earned, not forced, and that communicators must guard against cherry-picking, exaggerated certainty, or visuals that manipulate perception. Responsible persuasion includes clarifying assumptions, acknowledging constraints, and distinguishing correlation from causation when relevant. It also involves framing recommendations in a way that respects the audience's autonomy. The goal is to help people make better choices, not to corner them. This topic further explores how to balance simplicity with truth. Oversimplification can create false confidence, while too much nuance can paralyze action. A skilled communicator provides the level of detail that matches the decision's risk, offering supporting analysis when scrutiny is warranted. Ethical data storytelling ultimately protects both the organization and the audience by ensuring that actions taken on the basis of the story are defensible, measurable, and aligned with reality. In conclusion, data story is best suited for analysts, data scientists, product managers, marketers, consultants, and leaders who regularly present findings and need those findings to drive decisions. It is also valuable for anyone building dashboards or reports who suspects that the work is technically correct but not influencing outcomes. The book can improve a reader's life by making their communication more effective. Meetings become clearer, recommendations gain traction faster, and the effort invested in analysis yields real-world impact. It trains readers to translate complexity into understanding, to design messages around audience needs, and to connect evidence to concrete next steps while maintaining integrity. Compared to similar books that focus primarily on chart selection or presentation polish, this one emphasizes the full pathway from insight to action, blending narrative structure, audience empathy, and visual clarity into a repeatable approach. That combination helps readers not only make better slides, but also build trust, reduce friction in decision-making, and create alignment across stakeholders. For professionals whose value depends on getting others to act on data, it is a practical, high-return purchase. If you would like to support Nancy Duarte, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.